Well, we know that when we think of animal rescue anywhere, really, in Northern California, the go-to name is Julie Atwood. And she is here with us this morning, and we are talking about animal rescue with regard to the campfire. Good morning, Julie.
Hi, Pat, and I'm going to apologize in advance to you and everybody for my voice. It's taken a beating over the last week.
Yeah, that's we understand. So you have been up in the campfire area since when?
I actually have been there for a total of little over 7 days. I got back late last night.
Wow.
I had two deployments. I actually need to retrace my steps because I can't remember exactly which day. But
sure,
I started out basically a week ago Sunday, and I was up there nonstop this week from when did I go up? I was there for 5 days, ending last night.
And what did you encounter when you first got there?
Well, I am actually a member of the authorized animal disaster team up there, North Valley Animal Disaster Group.
Yes.
And so we report to our incident command. So when what I first encounter is some organized chaos. We operate under incident command, and so we know exactly what to expect and what we're going to be told. Having said that, this incident was unlike any other in California fire history, and so it was much more chaotic. The county and the state requested that several hundred previously untrained volunteers be made available as additional search and rescue and shelter resources. So every single day, including the first day I got there, there was a massive number of people all getting basically a 15-minute briefing, being sworn in, signing masses of documents, and then going out to assist all of the trained resources, who include trained volunteers like me, as well as animal control units
yeah.
from all over the Western United States and search and rescue teams. So what I encountered was just a whole lot of people wanting to help, and thousands of people calling in
yeah.
to request help, all panicked about their animals.
We're talking about an area too, Julie, with a lot of livestock in it.
Yes, the livestock and large animal component was a big part of this response. The first day I went up, actually, we were not yet activated as an evac team because we weren't permitted to go into the active fire areas.
Mm-hmm.
And so I actually went to the large animal shelter at the Butte County Fairgrounds at Gridley. And I spent that day, which was Monday, a week ago Monday, I think that was the 11th, I think, Veterans Day or the day after. And I actually spent a good part of that time delivering supplies and then working with my friends at the University of California at Davis Veterinary Emergency Response Team. And what I really enjoy about working with them is that these are vets teaching students, and all I'm doing is holding a flashlight or pulling a rope out of the way or holding a heat lamp or moving an extension cord. But somebody has to do that, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Because do their work. And that was enormously satisfying. And at that time, there were nearly 1,000 animals housed, and that's 3 days after the fire, nearly 1,000 animals housed at the Gridley Fairgrounds, where there was also an enormous Red Cross shelter for humans, and it sort of felt like the county fair. There was a lot of good spirit, and even though the nights were cold, people were really helping each other. And so that was nice.
How was the situation different up there, Julie, aside from the scope of it, than it was here a year ago?
Different in that, you know, it's actually interesting from my perspective. It's much more similar than different. But what I would say is that Butte County is, although they're overwhelmed, Butte County actually has a tremendous number of resources. For instance, they have us. They have the North Valley Animal Disaster Group. And many counties in the state, including Sonoma County, do not have that type of resource. So what was different from us is that there was a very orderly, organized shelter setup system, particularly with regard to the large animal shelter. It was immediately organized, staffed, supplied, had veterinary services. There was tight security. And like I said, it actually felt more like the county fair.
Wow.
People were happy. So that's a big difference in a positive way. In terms of the small animal response and the needs, there were many, many, many more requests. And I think that's because the town of Paradise alone is a town of 27,000. And many people got out with their pets. We're still searching for lots and lots and lots of animals up there, but people got out with their pets. So
that's very good
immediately,
news.
Yeah, the small animal shelter became filled, but again, they had the resources available to go out and set up a huge second small animal shelter at the Chico Airport.
We've been told that this area was one of the better prepared areas throughout the state of California. They knew this was coming.
Yes, actually, there's a great article in the Chronicle this morning about that and the importance of fire safe councils and firewise communities. Just can't be stressed enough. And I feel blessed because I live at the bottom of the Mayacamas, and our Mayacama Fire District and residents up there have started one of the first fire safe councils in the county.
And very good.
Very similar. So there are more similarities than differences. But the big difference is that Butte County is better prepared, way better prepared than we were, sadly.
Well, good for us. I mean, good. There are lessons to be learned from their aspect to our community, too. And that's good news. I don't know if you can even get a handle on this at this point, but I'm wondering, Julie, how many of our people, I know Jennifer Petruska and her team are up there now, too. And how many people from Sonoma County are up there rescuing at this point animals?
Well, right now the only people who are actually authorized to do search and rescue are those of us who are members of North Valley Animal Disaster Group. I did arrange for a group from Jennifer's team, Pet Rescue and Reunification. They are not disaster service workers, but I was able to arrange a small group of people, some of whom were from Sonoma, actually about five of them. I got special permission to be able to have them sworn in and operate with me under my direction as part of a North Valley Animal Disaster team. Now, once the evacuation orders are lifted, Jennifer's group, Pet Rescue and Reunification, will be able to go in and start what they do really well, and that is find pets at the specific request of owners. But
they can't get in there yet.
They can't do search and rescue. Yeah. But yes, they're up there. We actually took a huge load of supplies up the day after the fire to help Jennifer get her base up there set up. And we're helping with fundraising for that group because I really, really believe in what they do.
Absolutely.
So I can't tell you how many people. I can tell you that our Sonoma County Animal Services is providing administrative support there. We have search and rescue teams up there. I believe we've had some of our animal control officers up there. Certainly there are, one of my neighbors, a veterinarian who does not like to be identified, but she's working with the California Veterinary Medical Reserve Corps. And I'm sure there are other local vets up there as well who are volunteering their services to provide veterinary care for all these animals. So I can't tell you because I'm just in my one small space of animals.
It's massive. I think we can agree that it's massive in terms of the response to it.
Many people from all over, lots of our friends from Marin are there. And that's what mutual aid is all about. Yeah. And it's a beautiful thing.
And it's inspiring all over again from this level. And so many of us, on Facebook see so many of the photos of the animals that have been affected by this. And so good for us to hear from you about the kinds of resources that are being, thrown at this this terrible circumstance. Julie, go get some rest because I know you'll be back up there.
I'm actually going to go get my heritage turkey and share it with my neighbors, and I'll be back up there on Friday. So thanks, Pat.
And happy Thanksgiving to you. We are very grateful for you and others like you who extend this particular kind of hand. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
That is Julie Atwood, one of the many working to ensure that as many animals as possible can not only be saved, but can be cared for and hopefully reunited with their owners, as many as possible. That's, as you know, going to be an ongoing story, too.